Nolte, to keep gas prices soaring, Biden kills Alaska, Gulf drilling leases. By John Nolte on May 12, 2022. Desperate to keep gas prices high, his fraudulency Joe Biden killed all oil and gas leases to Alaska's Cook Inlet in the Gulf of Mexico as of Wednesday night, Breitbart News reported early Thursday morning. This act removes millions and millions of acres from exploration. Here's a question: why does the federal government have control over all this land to begin with? Anyway, as of today, the average price for a gallon of gas hit a record high of $4.42. On the day Trump left office, a gallon of gas cost $2.39. Nevertheless, the Biden administration just decided to kill any chance of exploring over 1 million acres in Alaska's Cook Outlet and millions more acres in the Gulf of Mexico. The Department of Interior, DOI, claims the decision in Alaska was based on a lack of industry interest in leasing in the area. The Gulf leases, the DOI said, were killed due to conflicting court rulings that impacted work on these proposed lease sales. The far-left Washington Post hides what's really going on until a dozen paragraphs into the story. Replacing the current plan won't happen overnight. The timeline spelled out in regulations governing the program requires a three-step process involving environmental analysis, public comment periods, and a review by the President and Congress. It typically takes the government at least 6 months to a year to finalize a new offshore drilling plan. This means that even if the Interior Department unveils a new proposal in the coming weeks, the soonest energy companies will learn whether they will have access to new leases, and where, is probably early 2023. The Post also informs us, in paragraph 14, that the Biden administration is poised to let the nationwide offshore drilling program expire next month without a new plan in place. So Biden is prematurely killing these leases, and the earliest the energy sector will learn of any new leases will be next year. Oh, and one thing they might learn then is that there are no new leases. I'm curious, if there's no interest in the Alaska lease, why kill it early? And let's not forget, as my colleague Paul Bois pointed out in his initial report, that when the president first took office in 2021, he signed an executive order freezing all new oil and gas leasing on federal lands. That blatantly unconstitutional act resulted in the legal skirmish the White House is now using as an excuse to kill the Gulf of Mexico leases. Did I mention that the average price of a gallon of gas today is $4.42? Why would Joe Biden do this? What possible reason could he have, with millions and millions of Americans suffering through his record inflation? There's only one answer. Joe Biden wants to keep gas prices at record highs. Give me another explanation. I'll wait. And don't give me any of that shit about the environment. Long ago, these energy companies figured out all kinds of clever ways to explore and extract our natural resources with minimal environmental damage. Let me guess. Putin is responsible for killing these leases? You know that one's coming. So why do Democrats want high gas prices? The answer is obvious: because Democrats hate self-sufficient Americans and want to punish us and make us desperate, dependent, and unhappy. Duh. Nothing signifies self-sufficiency more than the automobile, and self-sufficient people do not vote Democrat. High gas prices increase the cost of everything, from food to housing to clothes to everything. As of Monday, the average price of a gallon of diesel fuel, which transports almost all of our goods, is $5.62. When Trump left office, the average price was $2.55. Democrats want us poor and dependent and unhappy because the poor and unhappy and dependent vote Democrat. And even if we don't switch parties, Democrats know high gas prices are a way to punish us for being middle class, independent, and self-sufficient. Democrats hate Americans. They freaking hate us. Do you still not get that? Democrats leave our borders open while spending tens of billions to protect Ukraine's borders. American mothers can't find baby formula. But according to a Florida congresswoman, the Biden administration is shipping pallets and pallets of baby formula to feed the babies of illegal aliens. I'm all ears if you have a better answer for why the federal government would kill oil leases instead of expanding those leases while energy prices are murdering the American people, especially the poor and working class. But the most likely explanation is always the easiest one. Joe Biden and Democrats want to keep gas prices at record highs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.